It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org.
Hi, and welcome to episode 24 of Taylor Talk. This is Belle.
Diane.
And Haley.
And remember, guys, this is actually a shorter episode. It's our second episode of Small Talk, Work on the Weather. We're doing this every other week for you guys that have a hard time finding time to listen to our longer episodes. And we totally understand, because we have a heck of a time scheduling, time that we can all sit down and record in the first place, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not the easiest thing ever. Anyways, we're going to kick it off with some announcements here. Adam is not going to join us on this one episode, because he's basically stuck in airports right now.
Poor Adam.
Yeah, poor Adam.
Yeah, there's storms. He's trying to come back from New York after being in Europe, which is, I'm jealous that you guys were in Europe. Sad face. And he's trying to get out of New York, I guess, and there's storms. Is that right, Diane?
Yeah, there were storms and his flight got canceled, so he had to wait for another one. And it just wasn't a very good day for him. He was basically stuck in the airport for like over 12 hours. But he should be on his way home now.
Well, that's good.
That'll be good.
Adam.
Yeah.
Well, we send virtual hand hearts to Adam, and he'll be back for next episode, obviously. I'm sure his flight will be in, you know, by a week from now.
Sometime in the future. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
What the heck?
Adam?
Adam?
Where did you come from?
Hey, I just jumped in. So, I know I promised you guys an episode without me. I'm sure everybody's really disappointed about hearing my lovely voice. But something huge just happened, did it not?
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, so I had to jump in. Had to jump in here. I'm in sunny Chicago with my buddy Zach. Say hi, Zach.
Hi, Zach.
That was funny. So, basically what happened, everybody listening should know this already, but Taylor released a video this morning, it's Tuesday morning right now, saying that she's going to have a live webcast on Monday, the 13th, and she's got some awesome news to talk about with us. So, what do you guys think that news is?
Definitely
fourth album stuff, for sure.
Mentioning a single, most likely.
Album. Like, I feel like it's going to be more like, I wouldn't be surprised if the single was actually released on Monday.
Ooh.
The first single.
Like,
and
after
then it'll
the
be released
podcast?
Alongside, like, released that alongside an actual date for the fourth
album.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be surprising to me.
That's what I think is going to happen.
I was telling Adam before he started recording with you guys, I said, listen, from the way her announcement looked, I swear to God, it looks so much like she was about to, like, announce the new, like, Taylor Swift Pottermore.com. So, like, you guys can go online and just, like, click and Google and, like, you know, they stole the dress-up Taylor game from Taylor Swift, like, from Adam's website. And they're just going to make it, like, next level. And so you guys are going to get a single in addition to being able to, you know, get
dress
haircuts like her. Yeah, dress up like her and, like, pick out cool, like, earrings that she can wear, right?
Give Taylor a haircut. I don't know, Zach. I'm feeling like a fourth album announcement's far more likely.
I don't know, man. Her haircut's looking pretty cute. She looked pretty adorable in that video. I hadn't seen her in a while, and I was like, ooh, who's that? You're like, oh, that's Taylor Swift. I'm like, that's Taylor Swift.
Who's Taylor Swift?
Well, she's doing pretty well for herself. Yeah, I know. The bangs are good. Bangs are a good touch. You girls like the bangs?
I'm loving the bangs.
Yeah, they definitely give her a more sophisticated older look.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cute.
More sophisticated.
Thanks for changing the subject, Zach.
Yeah, sorry about that. Fourth album.
Taylor's appearance.
Fourth album.
It's called Bangs. The new album's titled Bangs. it's a song about every boyfriend she's ever had, the kind of bangs that they had, including her own bangs.
All right.
Also, she has a song about Adam's bangs.
This is the first time she's ever had bangs in her
Or Adam's so, lack of bangs.
She should have a song about my bangs. That's going to be the first single.
More
so
like your
sorry for the spoilers, listeners. The first single is going to be called Adam's Bangs. I'm really excited about this announcement, this live webcast, whatever it's going to be, because people are going to be able to tune in, ask questions. Like, how cool is that? Ask Taylor questions.
That's pretty awesome.
Problem is, it is. I think too many people are going to be tuned in though. Like,
it's
yeah.
The questions are going to get drowned. If your question gets asked, you're very lucky.
Yeah.
How many people do you think it'll be?
How many do I think it'll be?
Yeah.
I think there will be at least 50,000 people in there.
The Mars rover landing the other night on Ustream had 11 million viewers. So
Taylor,
like,
you got a lot to live
up to. I know,
up
it's like up to Taylor. It's either Mars or Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah.
I think that Taylor might have more fans than Mars.
I don't know.
Maybe like
11 million in a live chat is going to be
That's going to be crazy.
We both agree that Taylor's bangs are more impressive than Mars's bangs. Yeah, I'm not talking about the Roman word for Aries either. I'm talking about the actual planet.
Yeah.
Better bangs, for sure. No, it's neat, though. Like, they'll be able to ask her, do you think that she's going to do, like, a live Q&A? Or it's just going to be sort of like they're going to source the ones that they like, and that's the ones that she's going to
basically
answering.
What they've well, done. Well, that's what she did last year. In a room, basically, like, sitting on a stool with a small audience around her, but you don't really, like, nobody really gets to see that audience. They're just there for, I don't know, show or something. And
they're interns.
They have somebody going through picking these questions and asking her, and then she's just talking into a microphone. So I'm assuming they'll probably do the same thing like that again.
Well, last year, her live chat when she announced the Speak Now and the single, it was just her, and she was reading them off the computer. So,
which time I think either of them, where she had like people with her and stuff, almost like a little mini talk show.
I think that was the YouTube interview.
Yeah, the YouTube one. Yeah,
that was a couple months ago.
Okay. The like hour long YouTube video. Does it make me a terrible fan that I still haven't watched that video in its entirety?
It does, actually, considering that you run a Taylor Swift podcast and website.
It's so long, though.
Both of them.
It's oh so long. I think if anyone wants to watch that live webcast, it's going to be on August 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to Taylor's YouTube channel, youtube.com/TaylorSwift, to join in and watch the big announcement.
I mean, this is kind of a big deal. Not a lot of artists on her level do this, right? Like, just come
nobody
out.
Yeah, she really makes the effort to reach out and do things like this and involve people
in her career. No, that's really cool because she's sort of she's doing very well for herself. She really doesn't need to come online and do this whole thing. So that's pretty interesting. I'm wondering what's happening. I'm curious.
I guess you'll find out because I'll still be here, which means you're going to be watching it with me.
I'll be like, what's happening on Monday, August 13th, 2012 at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. You'll figure it out. Yeah, it'll happen.
So what do you think, guys? Should we be on Skype recording as we're watching her live webcast?
Oh, dude.
That
would be really cool.
That way
I think we should also tweet live.
It's our real-time reactions, and then Belle will have a fun time editing, like an hour worth of us reacting to Taylor's announcements.
Only if all of you guys get like matching Taylor Swift bang haircuts. Like, then it would be golden. Or at least wear wigs.
Deal. Anyway, so back to your guys' all-girl episode. That was me and Zach tuning in for a minute.
Alright, thanks all right. for sneaking up Bye-bye. On us. Bye.
Bye, Adam.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Anyways, one more little mini-announcement. As I talked about last episode, I released my book for pre-sale, and Swifties get a special deal. You guys, if you go to my website, it's www.bellean.com. It's BELLEANN.com. You get 15% off of what its list price will be on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and everything. And I dedicated it to Taylor because she kind of inspired, like, the entire story of the series. So thank you, Taylor. We heart you,
and
as always.
Let me say, I've gotten through the first 10 chapters, and it is amazing.
Oh, thank you. Now I have to heart Haley even more.
I haven't gotten through 10 chapters yet, but I've read probably at least 5, and it's a very intriguing story, so I definitely think you guys should check it out. Yay for Belle for publishing a book.
I heart you guys.
We love you, too.
I heart you guys a lot. So I think there's some random stuff Diane's gonna talk to you guys about.
Yes, there's some random stuff. Taylor, like probably everyone else in the world, has been watching a lot of the Olympics lately. And someone else has been watching it too. Her cat Meredith was caught watching the Olympics last night. And Taylor tweeted about that and photographed her little kitty.
I have to say, I had to interrupt you for like 2 seconds and say that I love the decor.
Oh my god, I agree.
Her room is beautiful.
I'm just like, can I please hire you to interior decorate my new apartment as soon as I move?
She's like amazing in decorating.
She's ridiculous amazing. Like, I seriously want to find a way to get a hold of her. Not just a fangirl, but to ask her to decorate my apartment.
That'd be amazing.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll go back to my corner now.
Oh, no worries.
I'm amazed at how big Meredith is actually getting.
Meredith is huge.
Like, size-wise or, like, hype-wise? Like, how much people are talking about her?
So.
Yeah, oh, she's a big cat.
She's getting a little chubby. But it's so cute.
Yeah, probably a little too many treats, maybe. He's back on the treats, Taylor.
Yeah. Stop.
She's really, really cute.
Don't
she's
fetch so much.
Taylor also tweeted Allie Raisman of the U.S. Olympics gymnastics team and her teammates for their incredible gold medal win. And she also tweeted Missy Franklin, who is a swimmer. And they both tweeted, and they were really excited that Taylor said something about them publicly, which is great. So congratulations to them for their gold medals.
Go USA!
And you have one question.
Yeah.
Why have we not seen Abigail Anderson swimming in the Olympics yet?
Maybe her time is coming.
Maybe. Maybe it's another 4 years and she's going to be there.
That would be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I totally, like, thought that's what she was, like, going for. I mean, I could be 100% wrong, but for some reason I just had this, like, image in my head of, since she's a huge swimmer, that she was going, like, to go for the Olympics. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see in the future. Not this year, but still plenty of years left. Okay, I'm going to go back to my corner again.
Well, you can come out and join us, Belle. You don't have to stay in the corner. We love you.
I love you, too. So there's one more last piece of news, and it's exciting. I think it's exciting, at least. On August 7th, The Lorax came out on DVD and Blu-ray. Yay! Who bought it? I haven't bought it yet, but I'm going to, so yay. Come on, that movie's adorable, and Zach and Taylor did a really great job with the voiceovers. So if you haven't seen it, you should definitely get it on DVD or Blu-ray.
Alright, so right on the calendar, we still have the Do Something Awards that are being presented on August 19th. But they will air on VH1 on August 21st at 9, 8 Central. So don't forget to vote for Taylor. She is nominated for 2 awards in the Do Something Facebook and the Do Something Music Artist categories. So go vote for Taylor.
Vote for Taylor.
Vote for Taylor. Woo.
Vote for Taylor.
And then also...
We do this way too much, but I don't care.
We do. It's so much fun now, though.
It's fun.
Now, also in Las Vegas on September 22nd, Taylor is performing at the iHeart Radio Music Festival. So that should be really exciting.
As of yet, we still do not have tickets. We're still waiting for some awesome person to contact us and offer us tickets that aren't like $400. Hint, hint, anybody who's listening.
I just kind of want to show up, just in case.
I might actually do that. I'm thinking about just going anyway.
I actually am thinking the same thing.
Should just have a Taylor Talk reunion and just camp out and be like, we want in.
I'm down. All right, let's do that.
It. I'm down too. I will see you guys there. And I'm not even kidding. I really want to go to this. I just don't want to spend $400.
I agree. So, Belle, what is new with the news on Taylor?
Nothing!
What?
There's nothing!
Nothing! Isn't what do you mean sad? By nothing?
There's nothing going on in the news. There's no, like, major headlines right now.
That is awkward.
I know.
Well, there is some major headlines, but we don't know if it's true or not.
This is true.
Do you want to talk about that?
Well, I think what I'm just going to mention is that everybody wants to know what's going on with Taylor Swift and Connor Kennedy. Personally, I think it is awesome that she is hanging out with the Kennedys. I would love to hang out with the Kennedys. They're this amazingly sophisticated, influential family that seem like really nice, genuine people. And so I'm really excited that she's been able to have the chance to, like, get to know them and hang out with them. And there's some really cute pictures of her, like, face painting with the kids. And there's cute pictures of her hanging out with Connor Kennedy, who's 18. And I know there's a bunch of rumors that they're dating, but we just want to remind you guys that a rumor is a rumor. There's nothing confirmed. I mean, unless you hear it from her mouth, it's not something that you need to believe or gossip about.
Right. And it could be real, but we just don't know right now, so I wouldn't jump and assume
things.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now when Taylor wants us to know what's going on in her life, she'll let us know.
Until then, it's private.
Take everything you hear with a grain of salt.
Exactly. All right.
Definitely. So it's time for If Swifties Rule the World and You Know You're a Swiftie Win. Yay!
Yay!
All right. This one comes from The Best Day with Taylor from Taylor Connect. And they say, you know you're a Swiftie when you spend all day thinking about You Know You're a Swiftie Wins to send to Taylor Talk.
Aww.
I think that's really cute.
That is sweet.
Thank you. Spending your day thinking about that. And you also came up with another one. You said if Swifties ruled the world, cheesecake, cats, and glitter would be the national emblems.
I love glitter.
Solid.
I love cheesecake. Oh. And cats are pretty cool.
I love cats.
I love kittens. Because they're so cute.
Aw, kitten. My kitten is so cute.
How is your cat, Belle? Did you come up with a name yet? We, like, told the listeners to
name my cat. Yes, my cat's name is Katniss. I know that's a little funny, but for some reason it just works for her. I can't explain it. She's just got this, like, she's this tiny little kitten, and she's like the runt of a litter kitten, where she's just never going to be a big cat. She's always going to be little. But she is just, like, evil and ferocious and plots and plans to, like, attack the dogs. And, yeah, so Katniss kind of works for her, because she's smart, and she hides out, and she, like, stalks people.
So cute.
So it, yeah. And for any of you that have no idea what I'm talking about, if you haven't seen The Hunger Games, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen the movie or read the books, you're probably like, what does Katniss have to do with, yeah. But if you have, then you know what I'm talking about, so I promise I'm not completely crazy. But yeah, she's really, really cute. I should post a picture of her on the Taylor Talk after this episode comes out, because everyone wants to see her. I mean, how can you say no to a cute kitten?
You can't.
You can't. Yeah, it's impossible.
No way.
This next submission is from, and I feel really bad if I butcher this, it's Demeosi, Demeosi on Taylor Connect. If I completely butchered that, I'm really sorry. I just wasn't sure how to pronounce it. It's, you know you're a Swiftie when Love Story comes on at Target, so you frolic around the store, belting out the lyrics, and you don't care in the least that people stare. True story. First of all, major kudos to you for using the word frolic.
That's an awesome word.
That's a really good word. That's a
fabulous word. You frolicked in the store. I want to see a video of that. Like, that is fabulous. I just love that word.
Now, second, I live at Target, so this is completely true to me, too.
Haley, when you said that, I totally just thought of the girl who lived in Walmart.
I love that movie. What's that movie called?
Where the Heart Is?
Where the Heart Is.
Good.
Yeah, with Natalie Portman.
You don't actually
live
Target,
like,
right?
Natalie Portman did in that movie. No.
Okay, just checking.
I just work there, and, you know, I'm there all the time. Even on my days off, I'm in there. So
it's not a bad place to be.
I like it.
No, kind of your one-stop spot to shop.
Yeah, and they support Taylor. So, ooh.
Yeah, thumbs up.
Right now, I'm actually wearing a dress that I got at
Is
Target.
Is it Exhilaration?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
How did I know?
I have Wonderstruck on.
Because it's the Target brand.
I have Wonderstruck on. Employee, that's my really. Representation of Taylor for the day.
Good job. I'm always wearing Wonderstruck.
You're always wearing Wonderstruck. Haley always has to one-up me.
Whatever. I can never one-up you, Belle. Not possible.
I'm just kidding. You can never one-up me.
Now, Caitlin on Facebook says, you know you're Swiftie when every time you have to decide something, the first thing you think is, what would Taylor decide?
Aw, that's, like, really sweet. And I love the fact that Taylor knows that people think that, and she takes that seriously.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people that are, like, in a role model position that are just like, oh, whatever, I don't care what people think. And, you know, I think that's kind of, like, irresponsible. Because when you choose to, you know, do all the stuff that, like, you do in the public eye, then you know that people are going to be looking at you and what you do and, like, looking up to you and looking at the decisions that you make. So I think it's really, really cool that Taylor has a lot of respect for the fact that people do think that. And I think she makes really good decisions.
I agree.
Okay, and this one comes from VD101, and they say, you know you're a Swiftie when you notice things like Both of Us is number 5 where you live, and there are 8 letters in the name, and 8 plus 5 equals 13.
13.
That is some clever math. That takes some, like, talent to put that all together.
I would never think of doing that.
I wouldn't either, so kudos to you. Alright, so Jade_Taylor13 from Twitter says, if Swifties ruled the world, even the guys would dress up as Taylor for Halloween, no matter how disturbing they look in dresses.
Oh my god.
I love it. Picturing that in my head, cracking up.
Love it. Oh my god. Someone needs to do this Halloween. Come on.
Adam can do it this Halloween.
We should totally get Adam to do it.
Oh my gosh. We need to make a Taylor Talk video of Adam dressed up as Taylor for Halloween.
Oh my god.
That would get so many views.
Dan, are you in?
We are on this.
We are on
this. Adam, if you're listening right now.
Oh my gosh, Adam, you are dressing up as Taylor for Halloween.
We're going to make it happen.
You're going to make it happen.
I have a blonde wig, actually.
Halfway there.
And now we just need to get a dress that fits him because he's so tall.
Yeah. Well, and makeup. We have to do his makeup. And oh, no, I'm all excited.
Yay.
It's going to be an awesome Halloween, guys.
It is going to be an awesome Halloween.
And you know what we should do? We should dress up as members of the agency.
Totally.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh, I'm in.
Let's do it. Okay.
I'm so in.
But then we'd all have to hang out for Halloween so we can all take pictures together.
We have to.
Absolutely.
Or just do it on Skype.
Count me in.
We're doing it. All right. Okay. Now, ex-Hell Yes Swift says, you know you're a Swiftie when you stay up until 6 in the morning listening to old episodes of Taylor Talk.
Can I just say thank you for your dedication? That is awesome.
That makes me smile.
I know. It totally makes me smile. I'm all like happy and warm. And it's warm fuzzies.
Aw, warm fuzzies.
I love warm fuzzies.
All right, and this last one comes from Hannah. And she says, if Swifties ruled the world... Wait, what? I thought we already ruled the world.
Oh!
Heck yeah.
We totally do.
Hannah, you're right on. So, in order to keep this episode from not being too long, for those of you who find it hard to listen to their super long episodes, because this is supposed to be a shorter episode, we'll get to the What Would Taylor Do? And this is really interesting because two people actually submitted the exact same thing. What would Taylor do?
Awesome.
That's never happened before.
Never.
No, it's kind of an odd occurrence, but that's cool. Great minds think alike.
Hey, exactly. Great minds think alike. So you two are awesome. One of them was from The Swift Factor on Twitter, and the other one was from X Hell Yeah Swift on Twitter. And it's, what would Taylor do if a guy interrupted her wedding saying Taylor should marry him instead of the groom? Or the other way that it was worded was, what would Taylor do if someone interrupted her wedding as if she was singing about Speak Now? You know, like, if she was getting married and someone stood up and, you know, said, don't marry this guy, what would she do? I seriously think she'd be deer in headlights.
Yeah, what would you do in that moment? It would be so awkward.
It would be really awkward.
Like, there'd be hundreds of people staring in the room and just all looking at you, waiting to see what you'd do. And, like, she's used to people looking at her, you know, because she's used to the spotlight, but in that kind of situation, very much, you know, she'd be under pressure.
Absolutely. And, I mean, it would very, very much depend on, like, A, who she was marrying, which, I mean, Taylor would never marry somebody that she wasn't in love with. I could never see her, like,
just doing
marrying for any other reason, for love, you know? She's not the
person. Obviously she's not going to marry for money.
I think she's got herself taken care of in that department.
I think she's good in that area, so the only option is to marry for love.
So, you know, and then it would depend on who would be the person standing up and saying, don't marry this guy. Would it be, like, some random guy, and she's just like, huh? Or would it be, like, one of her old loves? Because that would make a huge difference. Who? Like, what if Joe Jonas? You know, I don't know, I'm just throwing a name out there, but...
I feel like she might, like, pause the wedding and ask to talk to him maybe, like, privately outside. To be like, hey, you know, I'm getting married right now, I love this guy, I'm sorry, we had our chance, but...
Yeah.
This is what I'm gonna do.
I mean, here's, like, my personal conclusion is that if... Regardless of who it was, like, I can't see Taylor marrying anybody unless she was 100% sure she wanted to spend her life with that person. Like, she's a really smart person. I know that she has this quote that she says, I'm really, really smart, unless it's about love, and then I'm really, really stupid. Or something, I don't think I worded that exactly.
I've heard that.
You guys know what I'm talking about,
everybody is like that, though. Yeah, I do.
But I think that if it got to the point where the guy proposed, and she accepted, and they planned an entire wedding, I think if it got that far, you know, she would be sure. Yeah.
She went.
I can't see her, like... No, I don't see her settling. I see her as the kind of person that won't accept anything less than being treated the way she deserves to be treated, even if, like, because, I mean, she's been through, we've seen all of her, you know, albums and heard her stories about, like, various relationships that she's been through and the ways that they've made her feel, and, I mean, she's learned from that. At least I think she's learned from that, just by the way that she talks about it. In her music, you know, the way she writes her lyrics and everything, it seems like she's learned lessons from, like, John Mayer. And, you know, we still have yet to hear what she says about Jake. Hopefully we'll learn that on the next album. But, you know, I just personally think that, like, she would be completely sure that she wanted to marry this guy. So no matter who said, I think Diane's probably right, where it was like, okay, maybe she'll stop the wedding just to go out and talk to this person, because obviously it takes a lot to actually try to stop a wedding, you know?
But, especially Taylor Swift's wedding, like, yeah. That's going to be all over the tabloids and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to be intense. But I wouldn't see her not going through with them. I can't see picture her not going through with the marriage just because of that.
The thing that I wonder is what if someone interrupted her wedding, but it was a girl and she was like, I want to marry the groom.
Ooh. Oh, that's an angle I didn't think about.
Yeah, what if it was the other way?
Oh, wow.
Awkward.
You totally just stumped me. That is so awkward.
Definitely awkward.
Wow, that is just like the most awkward thought I've ever had.
She would probably look at her groom and be like, help me.
I feel so bad saying this, and I could be 100% wrong, but like, I wouldn't, like, for some reason, I could see her like just kind of like bursting out into tears. Like, this is not happening. She probably actually wouldn't in reality, but I don't know.
It would be like Kanye all over again.
Yeah, wouldn't, right? I feel like she'd be like so dumbstruck that she wouldn't know what to say. And she'd just be like, what just happened? Because remember when that whole Kanye thing happened, like, she literally just walked off stage. She didn't know what to say.
Well, yeah, you can't do anything in that situation, but exactly. If it's your wedding, like, you're not expected to leave the stage, I guess, until you're married and you walk back down the aisle with your groom.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't happen, it's just like, what? It's like this weird in-between zone.
Definitely.
Where things don't work out the way you planned. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Nice twist on that.
That just hurt my brain thinking about it.
Well, hopefully we never have to find out what Taylor would do in that situation.
Exactly. I hope that when she has a wedding, everybody lets her get married and be happy in peace. So, yeah. You guys have any other conclusions you want to throw out on that one?
No, I think we're good. Yeah. I'm good.
You're good? Okay. Well, thank you very much, The Swift Factor, and ex-Hell Yeah Swift for that submission. That hurt my brain. That was a stumper.
So, now we are on to what are Swifties listening to. The submission we got today, it was submitted by Susie, and she's listening to Eden's Edge, Too Good to Be True, which I think is a really great song.
It's a really great song. I listened to it before we recorded today, and like the song, it has a lot of like edge to it and attitude. Like, it's a really kind of, I guess, like empowering song. Like, it makes you feel awesome. At least that's the way I felt when I was listening to it.
It's really catchy. It makes you...
It puts you in a really, like, optimistic mood.
It gets you moving, so I really like it.
If you haven't checked out Eden's Edge in general, you should definitely look them up and listen to their music, because they've actually... they got some good tunes.
Yeah. I think they're a little too good to be true anyways.
Oh!
Aww. So don't forget to send in your submissions for the mini segments for next week episode. That'll be one of our longer episodes. And please, please, please use our new voicemail system to submit if you want your voice to be heard by Taylor Swift fans all over the world. We are in like 100 and something countries. I forget what the number is.
I want
to
hear your voice. So
thank you, awesome people, for listening.
We really want to hear your voice.
Yeah, we totally want to hear your voice, and we want to hear your submissions. So, call in, and you can do that by, if you're in the U.S., you can dial 240-31-SWIFT. Or if you're anywhere else around the world, just visit taylortalk.org and click the Send Voicemail tab that's on the right side of the page, and you can just do it from your computer. So, yeah, either or, send in some voicemails, let us hear you guys, say hi, submit stuff, talk, babble.
Call me.
Before we sign off, we're going to tune in with our awesome sponsor, Taylor's former manager, Rick Barker, with his music industry tip of the week.
All right, here we go. Taylor Talk, how you guys doing? Rick Barker here with the Music Industry Blueprint, and here is your tip of the week. I just got off the phone with a mom who has a daughter who just turned 14 years old. Question she was asking me was, she was looking for a producer, basically, to go out and start pitching her daughter to labels. Let me give you this advice real, real quick. Unless you are wanting to take your music to Disney, as a young person, especially a female, your voice is going to change three times, right around 13, 17, and 22 or 23. So don't spend a lot of money recording music or doing photo shoots during your teenage years. Your look is going to change every single year. Quite honestly, labels right now, unless I said, you know, Nickelodeon or Disney, aren't looking to sign you. They want to keep you on their radar. They want to keep an eye on what's going on with your growth and development. So you can record music inexpensive without having to spend $2,000, $3,000 per song. So there you go. Don't spend a lot of money on photos. Don't spend a lot of money on recordings, but keep practicing, practicing, practicing. I'm Rick Barker with the Music Industry Blueprint. If you'd like more free advice, you can log on to the Taylor Talk website. Click on my link. I have a 7-day video series for you, and it's free of charge. And I also do my blog called Just What I'm Thinking. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you so much, Rick. Anything else you guys have tonight?
No. This was a really good episode.
It was good and condensed. Yeah.
That's because I just did this episode with two of like my favorite people on the planet.
Aww.
I hurt you guys so much.
I hurt you too. I hurt you
both.
I'm
not physically with you at the moment because I wanted like big group hug at the moment.
I feel the
friendship emotional today.
I feel the big group hug already. I feel it.
I feel it too. I hurt you guys. Virtual hand hearts.
Virtual hand hearts.
Virtual hand hearts.
And virtual hand hearts to all of our listeners. This is Belle.
Diane.
And Haley.
Wishing you guys an awesome week.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.
Bye.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.